guys, it's Mike Five from NewMusicSaturday.com here to introduce this week's part two of the New Music Saturday podcast. One of the things that you guys might not know is that every week before the show, at some point in the day, Dr. Bowden sends me the playlist, and he sends me a little voicemail after with the playlist, just kind of, you know, saying, oh, well, here's what's going on today, here's what I think, you know, of the show and whatever. The interesting thing about this one is I think his description of this week's part two was, well, and part two is pretty trips out. And that kind of made me go, oh, okay. When I had a look at it, I was like, ah, yeah, see what you mean. So this is a good one. This definitely goes, you know, we've had a few recently where they've been up and down and winding round and round. This is definitely a sort of traditional tripped out festival of alternative music, let's say. So yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you very much for your support. Thanks for listening to the show as always and being awesome. We very much appreciate that. And so do all the artists, obviously, who submit their tracks. They appreciate being listened to and enjoyed by you. So go do that. Go enjoy some music. Cheers, guys.
Amazing timing. You just finished tweeting and get the mic back on just a nick of time. Welcome back to New Music Saturday hashtag NS part two. This is Down the Rabbit Hole, hashtag Down the Rabbit Hole, where we play some of the most melodic and dark and just, well, fucked weird. Up shit in a good way.
Weird, wonderful, wacky out there. Right.
Between awful tempos and time signatures and just like, okay.
This is like the non-rock section.
I may have a plan for this. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. There's a bit of a mix tonight as well.
Oh man, is it ever. So we're gonna kick it off with a brand new song by Lizard Sweets, and they have three new albums, all electronic, and Pete did put in the email. He said, "Don't worry, you can still tell it's us." Like, so this is off their album Automate, and the song is called "Blasphemers." Blasphemer! Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah.
Well, I said that girl was good enough for Jehovah as well.
That's why I was waiting for this song. Blasphemer! So, okay.
Are there any women here today?
Yeah. No. Who threw out? Oh, yeah. Him. How about a bag of gravel?
He said, there's rocks on the ground.
Yeah. Oh my anyway. God. Okay. Moving on. So, where are we? Oh, yes. So, our first song of the night is Lizard Sweets. It's a song called Blasphemers off their album Automate. Dig this. Thank you. Lizard Suites and Blasphemers. And that's off their album Automate. They, like I said, they did three albums, all electronic, and in pizza, you can still tell it's them. So yeah, that's off their album Automate, and those Blasphemers. What a cool tripped out man. Wow. Totally a good opener for down the rabbit hole for sure. Like, amazing.
Yeah, that was a very, very cool opener to part two. Had a little bit of a Bowie vibe, I thought. In there,
yeah,
it's like dark electronic, but you know, like you know, kind of low era Bowie, I guess. But yeah, very cool. I really enjoyed that. It's a great tune.
Oh, right on. So, so next up is J.W. Parrish with a song called "You've Got Me." Dig this.
Recognize the violence. Do you recognize the pain? Can you see?
on, and JW pairs with You Got Me. That was tripped out and heavy, but still belonged very much in part two. Like, what a great song that was. Like, it just the trail off, and like, you know, just what a great tune. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic tune. Really enjoyed that. Like you say, it's kind of heavy but trippy.
Right. Trippy.
Definitely belonged in this part of the show. But yeah, top quality. Really, really enjoyed that. Just had I don't know, just had like something. It was a little bit Royal Blood and Muse and bands like that in places, but it was also just a little bit more kind of out there. It was cool. I enjoyed that.
I'm out there. I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
You still kept making all the stops. You will ring the bell.
Yeah.
Okay. So next up is an artist. Her name is Keely. The song's called Echo Everywhere. Do this. In a moment.
Shortly.
Okay, go live. Going live.
Buffering.
Right, exactly. I'll try to re-download in just one moment here.
Re-download, go live. Buffer.
Thank you.
That's okay. I'm just helping.
How are you?
Absolutely.
Decide.
right on. Kiwi with Echo Everywhere. What a great tune. Loved her vocals and very dream pop, like, for sure.
Yeah, man.
Dream and pop, like, it just, it, the, like I said, the vocals are amazing and just like very kind of like relaxed and chill. Like, yeah, I'm good, right? You know?
Yeah.
You see us, Diane? These two guys, Knuckles, speaking Irish. Really, Tom? No, I'm just bored. But yeah, badass, you absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was very much, you know, dream pop, chilled out, echoey, reverby, watery, kind of noisy. It was cool. It was a really good tune. I like that.
Reverby.
Reverby. That's a word now.
Can't say that five times fast without messing it up.
Reverby.
Be burby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Meet me, burby. Reverby.
Man, just I was gonna love a couple more songs here, but the other day on TikTok, it came up some stuff about the Muppet Show, like original episodes, and they pulled a clip came up when Milton Berle was hosting, and and Waldo and Statler are harassing him, right? And they said, you know what your problem is? You're too close to stage. You're too close to the audience. You need to back up. That's good. A little more. Back up. Is this good? He goes, how much further can I go? He goes, do you have a car? Like, but just classic, man. It's like so funny. Like, we're not laughing, nor are we entertained. Like, it just I, you know, there was so much good comedy back then, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sorry, just need two more moments here. I just want to look more songs here.
Alrighty.
Yeah. I'm right here.
See, I'm loaded. Locked and loaded. I'm ready to go.
Autobots transform.
Probably still have to reload them all anyway, of course.
Hopefully not. Don't jinx us, really.
Sorry.
Sorry. Well, we do the hat and the nose. Yeah. Oh, I did say sorry about calling you the old woman. I can't just call you man.
Oh, man.
Okay, so we're all set. So let's get to our next song. It's a band called Rock Owie and the Addictions. That song's called Ponder This. Do this.
Love holds fast. Anything.
Right on. Rock, Ollie, and the Addictions. Ponder this. And man, can you say 90s alternative? Like, wow, that was such a major. It's like early, early grunge, right? You know, a little bit of Weezer in there, you know, a little bit of Nirvana there, but the raw stuff, like, you know, I'm talking like about Bleach and like, even some of the stuff that Weezer did with that song Suzanne they did for the movie Mallrats. That was a Suzanne. Ooh. All that I wanted in a girl. You're all that I needed in the world. Suzanne. Ooh. Even Dizzy / and Axl Rose. You're like, I'm just like a badass human. I actually fucking love that tune so much.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking about the one we just heard. Ponder this. So.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Bit of a grungy thing. Bit of a 60s vibe going on, I thought, nice. As well in there, right? Which I guess it plays into that Weezer aesthetic a little bit as well. But yeah, very cool.
I really like that one. I just love the raw recording too, right?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really, really nicely done. And it's so, like, the way it transitions from the electric guitars to the sort of acoustic outro is just really smooth. You don't even notice it happening. And it's just like, wow, that's really cool. Brilliant. Yeah, great tune. Love that.
You don't even know it's there.
Exactly.
So next up is a band called Monstrous, and the song is called Heather's Diary. Dig this.
She thinks that you're cute. She likes your little dimple and she wants to make a move on you. It's true, believe me when I say, you better go and run, cause Heather likes to play chase. Run, run, run. On the hunt, yeah, I read Heather's diary. She said you hit the spot. The last meal she had, well, it tasted kind of off. She likes her meat lean with a high pitched scream. Heather likes them young, cause the younger they are, the faster they run.
Monstrous with Heather's Diary. Holy crap, man. That man, Mr. Bungle, like 100 times full. Like, that was amazing. Like, absolutely love that song. They're all over the place, but man, it was a kick ass. It's fucking so trippy. Like, absolutely fucking loved it, man. So it's Monstrous. even the name, like, Monstrous, right?
Monstrous,
but Heather's Diary, man, like, amazing tune.
I mean, you know, I'd love to get inside the mind of Heather if that's her diary. Fucking hell. that was awesome. That was, yeah, like you say, it was Mr. Bungley. I put Lee on the end of that, but yeah, it's Mr. Bungley. it's kind of jazzy. It's kind of, you know, got that sort of gypsy ghosts thing going on a little bit, gypsy jazz kind of thing. Which is pretty cool. It's just really, really well done, and the vocals are fantastic. Reminds me a little bit of Alice's Night Circus as well.
Oh yeah, actually, you know what we're gonna play next week too? Is one thing I forgot about is Penny Dreadful.
Nice. Yeah, I love that tune. Oh, that's such a great tune.
All right. So next up, we have the Darren Holland Project and a song called "Christ Was a Girl." Dig this. The Darren Holland Project with "Christ Was a Girl." That was pretty tripped up and just a little fucked up. Just a little bit. But great tune, man. Absolutely loved it, though.
It was a brilliant tune. Yeah, it had a little bit of it reminded me of Blur. A little bit of it reminded me of, I want to say like Primal Scream or someone. That kind of thing. I don't know. Yeah, it's a very cool tune. Really, really enjoyed that. It was just, it's fucking tripped out, man.
Smashing cool baby. Well. What's that?
The vocal was excellent on that. The vocal was really, really good. Oh, so it's quite kind of laid back in the mix, but just really strong.
Absolutely. Sorry, just one more moment here. One more song. Then we are good to go. So let's go. I'm in the plant, you're in that tugboat. Oi. Do you know who I am? I'm sorry. Get up, you little pussy. Fucking Russell Crowe. Making movies, making songs, fucking around the world. That's the best part. Literally going around the world, beating people up. It's like, oh my god.
Oh, that's genius.
It was still funny as fuck. I remember the first time I saw the episode, I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Same. It's fucking brilliant. It's one of those that just stands out, isn't it?
And then when I saw like the 60 Minutes with Barbara Walters, and she asked him like, "What do you think about it?" I think it was okay. It was good. Now, that's all I said. You didn't say much, right?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, we're lying. No, that wasn't feeling like doing fighting. Or we couldn't find cancer, but we found a man with cancer. Take that, cancer. Tugger shot himself.
Oh shit!
the tugboat puts in the ear. I was like, "Ooh, you know that you're my baby." Oh my god!
I'd love to know who the fuck.
And despite the fact he's Aussie, he's got the Irishman fight, right? He's like, "Come on, you don't bug, you don't fight me." So stick around because there's lots more people to beat up. And he's got like three guys on. I'm like,
yeah.
So, all right. Well, again, back to the music. Next up, we have brand new Amongst the Pigeons, and you gotta love how it happened that we played. Troubled on the Death Star their week, and then all of a sudden, hey, guess what? I got a new tune coming out.
Yeah, I love
amazing. It's awesome. So,
thank you.
What are the odds, right? So that's amazing. So here we go with new Amongst the Pigeons, and a song called "Touch the Darkness." Do this. Right on, Amongst the Pigeons, and Touch the Darkness. I'm sorry, but Amongst the Pigeons and Touch the Darkness, man, That was super tripped out. I love how the devil like really picked out like midway through. Like, oh, I was getting so good. Loved it. So a big thank you to Amongst the Pigeons for sending it along to us ahead of time before it's on Bandcamp, which I'm Bandcamp right now. But yeah, great tune. Very tripped out. I said some had a bit of a techno mix to it as well, but absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. It's just a really, really good tune once again from Amongst the Pigeons. He's just like production-wise superb. Absolutely superb, really, really good songwriting, really, really nicely put together, which is awesome. I've had a message from Jemcat who says, "Hi all, thanks for playing the Darren Holland project." Well, thank you, because that was a fucking brilliant tune.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love that. But yeah, thanks for listening. Awesome.
We will, I'll have to send Mike Pigeons a message and get him on for interviews soon enough as well. So,
oh yeah, for
and
sure.
And I still use the coffee mug every week because it's in heavy rotation. So, same thing with my Vaccine 7 mug too. So,
oh yeah, I use that regularly actually. It's a fixture in our house,
right?
Yeah,
and you know,
I kind of have like four mugs, and that's one of the four.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird. I was looking for like a bigger coffee mug, the one that would fit like a tall mug size, and to have like two, maybe three of those. And like in the car, I was like, where's my Pink Floyd? Like, but I haven't seen it in a while. Like, where the hell did it go? And I'm looking everywhere. I was like, I didn't get rid of it. I know that. And then I'm looking around. I was like, oh Christ, there it is. So it's on the wall, broken mug. So there's that one. There's an it one. There's the old NMS one with like broken handle. So they're all sitting there. Yeah. So the broken wall mugs.
It sounds like a very sad wall.
It's not sad. It just it's.
Well, you know, sad as in, you know, obsessing.
Well, the Pink Floyd you can still use. It just slowly fading after watching the main one time, right? So.
Yeah, fair.
What? Shut up!
I'm ruthless. If it's broken, it's thrown out.
Oh yeah. You're so ruthless. Oh my god.
Exactly. It's too much junk.
I've got a blunt shard object. Well, it's not sharp, but it's blunt.
Fantastic.
Two more moments here. I just want to lift the last couple of songs.
Don't know how to follow that up.
Say what?
I don't know how to follow that one up, to be honest with you.
How do you follow that, right?
I mean, yeah.
I want to make an entrance.
I was trying to work out what is next.
One second here and I'll tell you.
All right. I can when I was reading it, I wasn't sure if it was
next up is Anteater.
Oh, it is that, right? Okay, fine.
But it's Anteater. There's no A, just Anteater.
Yeah, classic.
WNBC. Oh, sorry about that. We've already done that one. So. All right. So next up, we have Anteater at 80 BPM, which is beats per minute. Dig this. I'm Right on, Anteater with a BPM, aka beats per minute. That was a pretty intense song once we got it going finally. So sorry about that, a little bit late, but that was a great tune. I'd say trans dance and like synth wavy.
Synth wavy. Yeah, I think you're right. It was synth wavy for sure. Yeah, that was a cool tune. It was definitely double the BPM. It was definitely 160, not 80. But,
right.
You know, technicalities, who cares? but yeah, it was a very cool tune. It kind of, it's one of those, it draws you in, doesn't it? And it kind of, you know, almost sort of lulls you into a full sense of security because it's kind of going and going and going. And then it just adds a bit, and it's going and going and going. And then it adds a bit more.
Oh,
cool. Yeah, kind of, yeah, the way it kind of layers up is pretty cool. But yeah, I like that. That's good.
Right on, Dylan. So next up we have Dream Trance with a song called Contact. Do this. We'll be right back. Right on, Dream Trance with Contact. That was a pretty fucking badass tune, man. I love that mix. I mean, they don't usually play a lot of local instrumentals, but that was pretty badass. Actually, you really love that one.
Yeah, man, it really was. It was just, yeah, top quality on the production once again. And it just had that very dark, futuristic, almost like Terminator vibe going on, which is pretty cool. I think our good friend One Man Standing would have loved that. He'd be talking about locking him in his basement.
Yeah, exactly. To fear the baselines. How do you do that?
You can't leave until you tell me how you made that baseline.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Our birthday baseline.
Birthday baseline.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, that goes back to what, right? 2016.
15. Yeah, man, and the thing is, that was right before you joined too, because a memory came up. Had a good time talking to Dr. Bones about 105 new EP Evolve just came out. Blah blah. So
yeah.
So that was literally like right before you joined, like right before.
Crazy, man, crazy.
Pretty sure you shared it, but maybe you didn't. But you know,
probably. I would have.
Probably.
Yeah.
So next up, we have brand new Toby Sonics featuring Astrid Lundberg, which we played last week. And that song is amazing. It's called 90 Seconds to Midnight. Dig this.
The city of Hiroshima is alive with the morning rush hour when a B-29 bomber appears in the skies above. Single aircraft on scouting missions were a common sight and represented no danger. It is 8:15 a.m., August 6th, 1945. Uranium-235 converted to energy, resulting in an explosion that killed 70,000 people in minutes. Even more would be lost to the fallout, and survivors were condemned to a life of trauma and sickness because the bomb never finished with them. It's 2 seconds to midnight.
Right on. That was Toby Sonics featuring Astrid Lundberg with 90 Seconds Till Midnight. And I forgot what show tune it was. I was trying to get caught up here. So I will tweet it in just one moment. But that was a great tune. Absolutely love it. And Toby Sonics is so cool. He's been singing stuff to us over the past few years. And he did a whole making of an album on TikTok as well. So very cool guy. Like, and I love Astrid's voice. Like, awesome. Love it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Well, I guess it's a 90-second tune, isn't it? That's what's cool about it. But, yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant tune. Really enjoyed that. It's, you know, it's horrific, really. It's just even talking about that fucking stuff. But they've done it in a really tasteful, brilliant way and in the, you know, a really, really good tune. So, yeah, I love it.
Right. So just give me one moment here to tweet the song.
So,
yeah, sorry.
The song was too quick.
I do apologize. Sorry, my bad.
I mean, to be fair, it was really fast.
To be fair. Hey, thanks to midnight. All right. Just a boot. Sorry, two more moments. Sorry, I apologize. My mistake.
I'm keeping this in. I'm not editing this out. This is gold.
Okay, well, whatever, man.
No, I mean it. I'm keeping it in.
I'm just trying my best here. I mean, come on.
You're doing a great job, mate. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
I love you. The audience loves you.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Everyone except for Mike. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, what?
Definitely unnecessary.
Totally, but funny.
Even so.
Oh, man, it goes back and forth. You know that, so.
Well, I'm heartbroken.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, overcome by emotion, right? So.
I'm in a glass cage of emotion. Baxter.
Killing milk was a wrong choice.
Oh my god.
Excuse me. Alright, so finally tweeted, sorry about that. So next up we have, oh yes, Cosmic Boss with Rainbow Disco Chicken versus Auto-Tune Bots. Take this. Cosmic Boss with Rainbow Disco Chicken versus Auto-Tune Bots. That was very, very tripped out. and they just had new release come out in Bandcamp the other day as well. But
ooh.
Wow, these guys are awesome. Love the Brothers Jackson, man.
They're superb. Yeah, they're just absolutely fantastic. Brilliant, brilliant musicians, super talented, really nice people as well. Yeah, that was a great tune. It was kind of did exactly what it said on the tin, didn't it? In many ways, it was right. You know, it was Rainbow Disco. No, I can't speak. Rainbow Disco Chicken versus Auto Tune Bots kind of tells you bizarrely what to expect, in that it's going to be fucking weird.
Right.
And it was weird in a really good way, in a really musical way. I loved it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. So next up, we have Her Orange Jacket with a song called Another Day to Hide. Dig this.
Terrified she would drown.
right on. Her Orange Jacket with Another Day to Hide. What a great song. Love, love her voice and just the acoustic picking. And just it's so subtle, but so tripped out. It seemed like you absolutely love it.
It's wonderful. The whole tune is wonderful. I couldn't work out. I thought last week there was a ukulele, but I actually don't know if it's a ukulele or if it's an acoustic with a cape or whatever. But whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's brilliant. And, you know, I love there's different sort of elements that come in and out of that. You've got that kind of deep, slidey electric guitar sound that's kind of really sweeping in the background and comes in sometimes. And the vocal is so soulful.
Right.
Like that, the mid-late sort of breakdown bit, I can't remember what the lyric is, but it's so soulful. It's just unbelievably good. Brilliant tune. I love this band. I love this tune.
When I watch something, I made my pattern or whatever for exercise today, so yay.
Way.
So next up we have brand new Elba Rose with a song called Live Wire. Dig this.
From the trees and sprinkle blood all on the leaves that paint and color the floor. I can feel the seasons change like shadows I can't name. I feel you here. I can feel it in the way you touch me, way you watch me, it gives it all away. I can see you in the mirror, clearly hiding, nearly pulling me astray.
Elba Rose in Live Wire. That was an awesome tune, and that was probably the most energetic song she's put as a single. But really cool tune. Love her voice. I mean, I just want to hear more, and I'm still messing her here and there, not flooding her, but like just trying to get an interview with her and see what's happening. So nothing yet, so hopefully soon. So I'm like very spread, very spotty right now, so once every couple months, just because I don't want to be I don't want to press too hard, right? So anyway, but great tune.
I just love that. We spent hours on that the other day. Felt like, didn't we?
Sure did, Skip.
I can't remember what you were doing over it. It was brilliant. we sang, wasn't we? But yeah, that's awesome. It's just, what a bass line. I love that bass line. What a tune. Fantastic. Brilliant tune, brilliant voice, brilliant bass line. More.
Right on. Well, we have three more tunes to get to tonight. The next one up is a band called August Glide. It sounds called Animals. Take this. August Glide with Animals. That was very tripped out. I love the little twang at the end too. That was pretty kick ass. Like, what a great tune that was.
Twang.
Twang.
Twang. Yeah, that was a very tripped out tune once again. Really beautiful. Really nice guitar playing on that. The finger picking was excellent. But yeah, really enjoyed that. Thought the vocal was really good.
Yeah, you know, there's more here than you see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just really, really nicely put together, that one. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yes, there's more here than meet you. There is very little detail. Who did you cite to the case? Clouseau. Oh my God. And you can tell the cab car was right at the fountain, like,
yeah.
And the best part is there's no continuity or whatsoever, because when he goes in, he shakes the guy's hand, the water pours out of his sleeve.
It's just brilliant. It's so good.
Your coat, yes, it is, my coat. It's on fire. My coat's on fire. Like, we have a problem with my watch stop. Count. Count? Yes, count. 342, 343. Yes, Miguel. Boss. Mills. Yes. There is a look at the chimpanzee Minky. Minky, idiot. The blind man was a lookout. I arrest you. Okay. Last two songs of the night. So next one up is a band called Part Time Signals, and this one's called Lazy. Dig this. Time Signals and Lazy. I'm just finished doing that right now, but that was a very, very tripped out tune, man. Absolutely loved it. Oh my God, just like it definitely had a 60s vibe to it for sure.
Oh yeah, there was a 60s vibe happening there, 100%. Yeah, it was cool. It was you know, like the title of the song, it just had a bit of a, you know, lazy, laid back, chilled out quality to it, which was absolutely superb. I really enjoyed that. That was a great tune.
Sorry, one more moment here. Let me just finish tweeting. Sorry.
Well, if you insist.
Sorry about this. sorry. I mean, sorry. I had the guy and he let him go. Look at me when I talk to you. Yeah, good horse. Good horse. Like true lies, like yeah. Looking when I talk to you inside the horse. Is it gonna... All right. So last song of the night is a artist called Vela, and it's called Ocean Breath. I dig this. Vela with Ocean Breath. And I bought that album maybe 2-3 weeks ago on Bandcamp. And right. Man, this is an awesome one. That's an awesome tune. I love her voice, and so soul and so tripped out, so ethereal. It's like, oh my god, it's just kind of sit back, it's kind of melted your chair, right? I mean, it's a great tune. Yeah. She's such a wonderful voice, and the whole album's amazing. So just be up on Bandcamp. B-E-I-L-A. Dig it.
It's a chair mouser, all right.
Right.
Definitely go with that. Yeah, brilliant tune. Properly laid back and chilled out, and really kind of, you know, goes ear to ear, doesn't it? It's like really set into the speakers. The mix is really kind of expansive. But yeah, it's brilliant. I love that tune. I think it's awesome.
Who is a Gen Cat? Oh, the Jared Holland Project guy. Never mind. So Gen Cat, she says, hi all, thanks for playing the Jared Holland Project. So
yes,
there you go. Okay, cool. All right, so since we still haven't figured out, we're gonna finish up with the Krieger Ant Laser in Krieger Ant. So woo! Shrinky dink that Krieger out. So thank you so much for listening. This has been Dr. Bones from Music Saturday hashtag us, saying thank you so much for listening. We had a great time. We'll see you next week with Kippy as our special guest or Halloween episode. So remember to submit your Halloween songs. So until then, it's been Dr. Bones saying Bones out and Mike 5.
Cheers.
Awesome.